7 minutes now after 10 o'clock, time for Kaleidoscope. And today we get to talk with Crystal Reith with the Cottonwood County 4-H. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Kind of feels like spring is in the air.
Yeah, we've already had fake spring. Now it's ready for real spring.
Maybe it is. I don't know. I mean, that doesn't mean the snow's gone, though.
I know.
But we'll take it while we can.
Right.
Going to be a nice day. So 4-H'ers moving outside this week? Or
Some might be. There might be a little bit more movement with working with animals and getting outside and doing some things. I know we're going to try to get outside a little bit for clover buds on Saturday, so we'll see.
Okay. Well, it should be a nice day.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, so what do we got going on?
All right. So today we have our Egg in the Classroom program with our friends at Westbrook Walnut Grove. We are going to be doing something very spring-like, and we're going to start the incubation process. That's kind of how we round out our Egg in the Classroom program with each one of the schools that we're working with. So we start the incubator today with them. We'll have 30 eggs going into incubators in two different classrooms. We'll talk about the process, and then we'll meet a few more times throughout the month as we work on hatching out those eggs.
That's got to be one of the highlights for
it
the
is.
Kids,
yes,
isn't it?
The kids love watching them hatch, and then suddenly all of the classrooms come in and see all of the chicks when they get there. And then when they're in their little box and they can actually hold them, they love that part of it.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
This Saturday we have Clover Buds, and that's a program open to all youth in grades kindergarten through third grade. It's completely free. It's held at the Extension office just north of Windham. From 10 until 11:30, we're going to be learning about bees and honey. So we're going to be doing some activities like building a bee hotel. We'll get a taste some honey. We'll also do a pollinator activity. And then, of course, just like at every other Clover Buds, families that participate will get a book to go home with the kids as well. On the 9th, we have an Egg in the Classroom program at Red Rock Central. Since we are rotating our incubation process this time, Red Rock Central will be learning about pollinators. So we'll do an activity with them, and we'll talk all about the different pollinators. On the 12th, we have 4th grade Lego Robotics at Westbrook Walnut Grove. On the 12th, we also have our Homeschool Connect in Westbrook. So we're going to be doing some Lego robotics with them as well. On the 13th, we have another round of Egg in the Classroom with WWG, and that's where we candle the eggs and we talk about what it should look like on the inside of the egg and how they are developing. So it's really cool that the kids can actually see inside the eggs with the candler and see what's happening in each one of them. On the 16th, we have an Egg in the Classroom lesson with Mountain Lake Christian. And this one is also a little bit different. So we're going to be learning about sheep and wool in that session. That evening on the 16th, we have shooting sports at the Windham Arena at 7 o'clock. The 20th, we have Lego robotics with our 4th grade friends at Red Rock Central. On the 24th, we have a round of STEM with the Mountain Lake Homeschool Group. The 26th, we have Lego robotics with Windham 4th graders. The 26th, we have our Homeschool Connect group with Westbrook, and that'll be a STEM lesson. And then on the 30th, we have Lego robotics with the other two sections of the Windham 4th grade. And then looking into April, on the 1st, we have our deadline for the Cottonwood County 4-H Livestock Improvement Association deadline for our scholarship. So any high school seniors that have been in 4-H for the last 4 years are eligible to apply for that. So make sure that you fill out that scholarship application and get it turned in by the 1st.
It doesn't matter what you're going to study. It's just whether or not you've been in 4-H.
Right. And okay. So then we have a couple questions to ask you about your involvement in 4-H, how you become a leader, what your future goals are. And then we do require two letters of recommendation.
Okay. Very good. Wow. And then during all of this, we started talking beforehand that you kind of are starting to shift gears and get less in the classroom and start thinking towards fair and some of the summer stuff.
Right. So we currently are working on editing the fair book. We're going to have that out pretty soon. We're working on planning summer programming already. We're working on fair stuff. We're working on our big mystery trip that's coming up this summer. So it is a lot of planning that's happening as well. We take time. I have meetings going on right now that talk about summer stuff just to kind of get our gears switched over so we can focus on our summer activities happening. So we hope to get more information out to families through community data catalogs, through the newspaper, through the radio, through social media to promote those activities once we get them all planned. But yes, it's definitely a lot of balls moving right now and trying to transition things, but we're still moving. We're still having programming throughout and just working on a lot of different things.
Where are you going on the mystery trip?
I can't tell you.
You're always on the ball. All right, Crystal, anything else we need to talk about today?
Just if you have any questions or would like more information about 4-H or any of the programs that we have to offer, give us a call at 507-831-4022, or our office is located just north of Windham in the 71 building.
Very good. Crystal Reed, thank you for coming in today. That will do it for our 4-H update, and that's Kaleidoscope on KDOM.